I think I was connected to some part of the beating heart of mathematics underneath, but it wasn't until I actually went to a math camp in high school, and it was the first time I'd ever had really hard problems, really interesting problems. And immediately, I just thought, why wasn't I doing this all along? Why has this been hidden from me?
You know, for some of us, math wasn't just uninspiring, but it was painful.
Yeah. The supreme irony is that math is one of the most empowering fields of human thought. In fact, the kids that I work with, I tell them that there's certain kinds of mathematics. Like when you know probability and you're playing a game against somebody who doesn't, you will probably win that game. And it just makes you more powerful. And it's almost like you have a sacred trust as you start to gain this power. You need to really become more ethical just to deal with it. And the irony is there are so many people who their experience of this subject that should be so empowering, so transformative in their life, is instead used to disempower them. Their natural sense of curiosity is replaced by a rote sensibility, and the wonder and the sense of play is replaced by a very strict judgment, often a speed element that is just like, if you don't get this quickly, you're stupid and you don't belong here.
I'm talking with Seattle math educator Dan Finkel. Dan, I read with my daughter almost every night because everybody loves a story. How can math compete with a story?
One of the great ways to do math at home with your kids is to play games. And people don't always know this. And in fact, I think a lot of games have tried to distance themselves from math. Sudoku, I think, says very clearly on it, this is not math. It's logic. Of course, it is math.
The
logic
most famous number puzzle there is right now.
Right. And it's a game of logic and inference. It's absolutely mathematical. They say that so you are not scared away from it. I learned how to do math as a kid by playing card games, dice games, constantly with my family, my siblings, cribbage, gin rummy, Yahtzee. Those types of games which are around end up being one of the great foundations for mathematics. And it's one of those great things that what competes with a story? Games are great. They're great. And that sense of play, another really great thing to do at home, I think, is playing with blocks. And there's so many blocks that lend themselves so well to mathematical thinking. Pattern blocks, Cuisenaire rods, just good old-fashioned wooden blocks. I used to make sort of ramps with marbles and angles, and that's something that I've seen again and again in mathematics further, the way things bounce off of an angled surface, like lasers and mirrors. There's so much mathematics in that, and I think my interest comes from being a four-year-old building those marble tracks.